Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Resh Mem Zayin. We're on page Yud Aleph, which is the page following page 20. Simen Resh Mem Zayin is Din Einam Yehudim Hamavien Ksavim B'Shabbos, the halacha of Goyim delivering letters for you on Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Sholeach Adam Igeres Biyad Einu Yehudi Vafilu Bi'erev Shabbos Imchashecho. A person could send a letter with a goy, even on Erev Shabbos, as it's getting dark. V'hu shekotzatz lo damin, as long as the Jew stipulated a set price with the goy for this job. U'bilvad shelo yomer lo sheilech b'Shabbos, and as long as he did not tell him that he should go on Shabbos. So two stipulations we need over here. Number one is that they made a deal that he's going to get paid a certain amount per job. And number two, the Jew did not tell the guy to go on Shabbos. V'imlo katzatz, if they did not set a price, so then it depends. Ilo kviya beidoar b'mosa, if there's no beidoar, there's no postman that is set up in the city. And the Ramo says, what's a beidoar? Pirish ish yadua, a known person, shekol ksav elov yuval, that any letter goes to him, v'hum mishalcho l'misha shaluach elov, and he then delivers it to the person who it's addressed to. So if there is no kvias, they didn't set a price. V'imlo kvias beidoar b'mosa, and there's no set postal man in the city. So asr l'shloach afilu miyom rishon, you can't send a letter with a goy even from the beginning of the week. And we'll see the reason is because if he can't find this person who's the beidoar, he's going to be looking for him on Shabbos and searching for him on Shabbos. V'ikviya beidoar b'masa, but if there is a set postal person in the city, mishalchan afilu bi'erev Shabbos, then you could send a letter with the goy even on Erev Shabbos, because he'll just give it over to the person who is the beidoar. As long as there is still time in the day on Friday that this messenger, this non-Jewish messenger, can reach the house in the city of where the person is going to get it, even the closest one to the wall, he has to be able to at least get into the wall of that city before Shabbos starts. We'll see, obviously, all the details in the Mishabura. The Rama ends off the Sif and says, V'yesh matir nafilu lo katzatz. Some are matir, even if they did not set a price, afilu lo kviya beidoar b'masa. And even if there is no set beidoar in the city, in mishalcho biyom chamishi o kodem lachin, if he sends the guy on Thursday or earlier, V'yesh lismoch alayu in srichim lakach, you can rely on this opinion if you do need it. So let's see now exactly what's going on over here in the Mishabura of Katan Aleph. So the point the Mechaber told us at first was a person can send a letter with a goy, even on Erev Shabbos and Chashecha, as long as two things, you were katzas lo damim, you set a price, and you didn't tell him to go on Shabbos. Says the Mishaburu hadim b'chol malachos. What we're saying over here is really true about all malachos that you're giving over for a goy to do. Kishenosein lo, when you give it over to the goy, ve'ein shehus l'gomro kodem haShabbos, and there's no time to finish the job before Shabbos, ba'ina dafka sheyiktzov lo damin ba'ad malachto. We need, as we're going to see, that you set a price for the job that the goy is going to do. Da'oz adayti d'nafshei kaviv lo b'shvi Yisrael. So if the goy is being paid by the job, and then he decides to do it on Shabbos, he's doing it adayti d'nafshei, he's doing it for himself, he's not considered doing it for the Yisrael. We discussed this earlier. We'll see this in greater detail later on in Simen Reish Nun Beis. So really, this din is true by any malacha you're giving to a goy, as long as you made a set price, it's going to be mutter. Elonokar igeres. But the Mechaber discusses over here a letter, lashmina to teach us a chiddush. The ilo kotzatz, if you did not set a price, the lo kviya beidoar b'masa, and there is no set postal man in the city, Usr, it will be forbidden, kidemasik, as we'll see in the Maskana, v'atam k'moshe kasavnu l'kame, and the reason will be discussed later. Aval sha'ur kelem v'chafatzim oma'us, but all other vessels or items or money, im sholeach biyad einu Yehudi be'er Shabbos, if you're sending it through the hands of a goy on Friday, hadin k'mo b'chol malachos, it follows the din of any other malachos, u'lakach, and therefore afilu im lo katzatz, even if you did not make a set price, im yesh shehus bayom lagia lo mako mishin ishtal chalo mutter, as long as he has time to reach the place where the person who is being sent to will get it before Shabbos, it is mutter, v'lo chayshinan shema lo yimtzenu b'be'er, And we're not worried that maybe he won't find the person he's being sent to in his house, and he's going to start searching for him on Shabbos. So by all other things, as long as there is time that the goy can get there and do this delivery before Shabbos, it's 100% mutter. We're discussing over here a case of a letter, because as we'll see, a letter is different. If the Beit Dvar is not set, so the person, the goy who's being sent, is going to be walking around with this letter, with a handwriting of the Yid, and it's going to look like the Yid gave him over this letter on Shabbos, as we'll see shortly. Sivkot Ambez, Im Chashecha. You could send it in Chashecha. Hainu ba'ot shashemer zareach. That means to say on Friday, while the sun is still shining. V'gam tzorol sheyetzi ha'enu Yehudi mipesa ba'esu sheyiswa kodem ha'Shabbos. We also require that the goy will leave the doorway of the Jew's house before Shabbos starts. He has to be given over the job already while the sun is still shining, and he has to get out of the Jew's house before Shabbos starts. Sivkotan gimbal. We said as long as you don't tell him to go on Shabbos. V'im ha'enu Yehudi amar me'atzmo she'ileach b'Shabbos, if the guy on his own says he's going to go on Shabbos, le'islan bo, we are not concerned. Kevan shehayisrael lo amar lo zeh. Since the Yisrael did not tell the guy to go on Shabbos, v'enu Yehudi adaiti denavshei ka'ovid b'shus chirusei. And the guy on his own decided to go on Shabbos, that's not the Jew's problem. As long as the Jew did not make a stipulation with the guy that he should go on Shabbos. Sivkotan dalet, we're on page Yud Aleph, Sivkotan dalet she'ileach b'Shabbos. As long as the Jew did not tell the goy to go on Shabbos, v'hu adin shelo yomer lo, the same thing is true that the Jew can't tell the goy. Re'eshet tehei shom biyom rishon or biyom sheni. See to it that this letter should be delivered on Sunday or Monday. V'kayotzei bezeh or something similar. V'yadu and it is known she'yev shelo liyo shom elim kenyel b'Shabbos. There's no way to possibly get to the place on Sunday or Monday unless you're going to be traveling there on Shabbos. That would be as if he's telling the goy to go on Shabbos. So to summarize what the Mechaber is saying in the beginning of Sif Aleph, is that a person is allowed to send a letter with a goy, even on Friday as it's getting dark, before it's dark, as long as there's two criteria that are met. Number one is he set a set price for him to do the delivery, he's being paid by the job. And number two, he didn't tell him to go on Shabbos. Then the Mechaber said that if he didn't make a set price, then it depends. If there's no kviya bedoar, if there's no set postal man in the city that he's going to, then you can't send him even early in the week, even on Sundays. If katan hey says them is shabura lo kviya bedoar, hainu, she'eno kavua tamid habedoar ba'usah ha'ir she'nishtalach sham. There's no postal man that is always officially there in the city he's being sent to. El holech lefa'amim l'makom acher. Sometimes this postal man, where all the letters go to him first and then he delivers them, sometimes he goes to a different place, so then it's going to be usur. D'shema lo yimtzenu ha'eno Yehudi. Maybe the guy that's being sent with the letter will not be able to find this postal man. V'yitzarech lelech achra b'Shabbos, as he'll be walking around looking for him on Shabbos, holding this letter. Ulakach echmiru kulihai, and that's why they were so machmir. V'choshishu lazeb inyanenu, and they were choshish for that in our case. Dekevan shiksav yodo sheyisrael nosei, since he's carrying a handwritten letter that's clearly from Yisrael. V'nikur maisi Yisrael, it's recognizable that it's from Yisrael. So yomru b'Shabbos nosan l'lholich. People are going to say that the Jews sent the guy on Shabbos to deliver this letter. The imkain, and if so, if that's the reason that we're worried that the guy is going to be looking for the postalman, not know where to find him, he's going to be looking for him on Shabbos, so it looks like the Jews sent the guy on Shabbos. If that's the case, im nichtav ha'igeres v'ksav enam Yehudim, if the letter was not written as a Jew's handwriting, it's not clearly a Jewish letter, but rather it's a ksav inam Yehudim, shari laholech afilu b'er Shabbos v'lo kotzatz. Then you'll be allowed to send this guy with that letter, even at Er Shabbos, even if you didn't make a set price, kol sheyocho lagia shom mibodyom l'bayis rishin asamach l'choma. As long as you'll be able to get into the city, within the wall of the city of where the letter is being delivered before Shabbos to the closest house. Just like we said before, when you're sending any other item through a guy, All you needed is that this Goyish messenger will get within the confines of the city, within the wall, to the closest house. See here also, as long as you knock out this problem that it's nicker, that it's a Jew's shlichus, so then it wouldn't be a problem either, as long as the Goy can get within the city limits. The problem over here again is it's nicker that it's a Maisi Yisrael, everyone sees that it's a Jew's letter that's being delivered, and they see the Goy looking for the Beidor, searching all over him on Shabbos, so it looks like a Jew sent the Goy to do this job on Shabbos. Sivkoton Vov. We said, if that's the case, that there's no Kviya Beidor, so you know, no idea where the guy is going to be found, it's usher to send it even on Sunday. Kosav Ola Shabbos. Ola Shabbos writes, V'nira dekoza marikish shesholeach ayidei ha'eno Yehudi liyad ha'beidor. This din is only true if the guy is being sent to deliver the letter through the hands of this Beidor. Aval kisha odam mishaleach igeres al yodo l'chaveru. But if a person is sending a Goyish messenger to deliver a letter to his friend, not to the Beidor, so then ein locho shema lo yimtzenu bebeiso. Then we're not worried you might not find his friend in the house. Sheyelach achra b'shabbos. Then we assume if it's sent to an individual person's house, if he's not home, he'll leave it with his family, he'll leave it in the house without him there. When you give it to the Beidor, so that's his job, so then we're afraid you're going to be searching for him. So the Olas Shabbos writes, this is only a problem when you're sending the goy to deliver to the Beidor. But if you're sending it to your friend's house, it would be mutter. V'shari afilu b'er Shabbos of lo kotzas, and again it'll be mutter to send him even on Friday, even without setting a set price. Kol sheyocho lagir shami b'od yom, as long as he'll be able to reach within that city, while it is still Friday. V'chein otadas morenu harav rabbeinu Avraham miprag, hamuva b'bach, that's also the leaning of the shita of Rav Avraham miprag that's brought in the Bach. The Ayin Shom Sheherich, look over there where he speaks at length about this, umasik l'hokal was, and it comes out l'maskona, that one can be lenient. V'das atazim agin Avraham degam b'sholech igeres l'chaviru gamkein yesh chashash zeh. However, the Tazim and Avram argue with the Olo Shabbos and Rabbi Avram Miprag, and they say it doesn't matter if you're sending it to the Beidor or you're sending it to your friend's house. Either way, they are concerned. In the Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel that recently came to light, Muchach Olo Shabbos, is clear that he goes also like the Olo Shabbos, the more lenient opinion, Ayin Shom. Now, however, Im Omar Le'enu Yehudi, if you told the Goy, Sheyelech L'Sham, that he should go there, V'yimsor L'Bnei Beiso Shaloso Ha'ish, you commanded him explicitly that deliver it to the house of this man, Im Lo Yimsenu, if the man's not home, just leave it in his house, L'Kuli Al Mishari. Then according to everyone, even the Taz Maganavah will be asking that it's Mutter, Afilu Be'er Shabbos, even to send him on Friday, Ubelo Kotzas, and he didn't set a set price, Kol She'yochol Lagia L'Bayis Rishin HaSamach L'Choma Shel Ha'ir She'isham. As long as there's still time on Friday, the guy can get within that city of where the guy is going to be found, to the closest house is going to be Mutter. So to summarize, the problem is if you send to the Beidor, and he's not a Beidor that's always set, so we're afraid the Goy is going to be searching for him, and he's holding a letter from a Jew, and he's searching for him on Shabbos. It looks like the Jew sent the Goy to do this work on Shabbos. That's the problem. If it's not Nikur that it's from a Jew, it's a Ksav of the Goyim, it's not a problem as long as he can get there before Shabbos. And now we're discussing a machlokas. If you're not sending it to the Beidor at all, you're sending it to your friend, if that's mutter or usser. But everybody agrees, if you send it to your friend and you tell the goy, if he's not home, just leave it in his house, then again, there's no chash, he's going to be searching around. Everyone would say it's mutter, even if you didn't make a set price, and you're sending it on Friday, as long as, again, he can get within the city limits of the friend before Shabbos starts. Sivkotan Zayin. So again, the Mechaber said in the case where the Beidor is low kviya, you can't even send him out on Sunday. Now that's very extreme. That's assuming that you send him out on Sunday, he's going to be spending all these days looking even on Shabbos. So says the Mishabura, V'imu derech karov, if the place that you're sending him is a day away, kigo mahalech yom echad, it's one day of traveling, nirid de'afim hu mishalcho b'yom sheni u'shlishi shari. Even if you send him on Monday or Tuesday, it'll be fine. Sha'av shelo yim tse'enu bebeiso, even if you don't find the Beidor in his place, yesh lo shus abri lechas, you have plenty of time to find him. So don't make it so crazy. In other words, the extreme case that even on Sunday you can't send him because you'll be looking around, that's if it takes 3 or 4 days to travel. He's getting there Wednesday or Thursday, then we're worried. If it's a one day traveling, you wouldn't have to worry if you're sending him on Sunday or Monday, only later in the week, because that has to be a realistic concern that still on Shabbos you will not have yet found him and he will still be walking around with his letter. That's all if the Beidor is not Kaviyah. But then the Mechaber said, if the Beidor is Kaviyah B'masa, he's always set, he has this place that he's always sitting, he has a post office, so then Mishalchan Afilu B'er Shabbos, then it's mutter to send him even on Friday, as long as he has time to get into the city limits before Shabbos starts. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Unches, V'ikviyah Beidor, Hainu, Sha'ish HaMemuna Alzeh Kvua Sham Tamid. This person who is set there, the postal man, he's always there. Ubichlal ze, included in this, humasha koren achshav postmaster, that's someone that we call the postmaster, shiruga lios b'mekomos gedolim that they have in big cities, shu omed ala mishmar b'itim yaduim, he's sitting in the post office at set times, l'kabel ksavim, to receive letters, u'l'shalchem, and then to deliver them, l'hashayachim l'ksavim heim, he gives them to the right people. So there's a post office that's there, and it's all very simple, you're going to bring it to the postal man. So then it's 100% fine to send him on Friday, even if there is no set price, as long as he can get into the city, to the house closest to the wall. Sivkot and Tes. Hasamach lachoma la'ir shenishtalach shum. To the city that he's being sent to. Kolomer lebayis rishon b'fnim. To the closest house within that city. If you look at note number 7, he writes, why is it good enough to get into the wall of the city and be in the closest house? Why is that okay? This whole Isser is only a Midrabbanan Isser. So if we don't know where the post office is, we'll assume the post office is the first house in the city. So we're lenient. As long as you can get inside the city, we'll assume it's at the post office. But if you look in the Shaar Etzion over here, in Os Yud, he writes, but if you know the post office is the other end of the city, even if the city is surrounded by a wall, it's possible then you have to actually have time to reach the post office. It's not enough to get inside the city. We assume that it's in the closest place, Lakula, that you get inside the city. But if you know it's not there, so you'd have to have more time, very possibly, that you can get to the actual post office. Let's see the last two Mishnah Berurahs, and then we'll see a very practical note. Sivkotun Yud V'yesh Matirim, this is going in the Ramah. The Ramah says some are very lenient, even if you didn't set a set price. And there's no Beidor, there's no post office that's there. As long as you send the person on Thursday, you send the guy on Thursday or earlier, it's fine. Tamayu, their reasoning is, Tekevan Shelo Omer Lo Yisrael Behedya She'elach B'Shabbos, since the Jew did not tell the guy explicitly to go on Shabbos, Ein Lasor Ki'im Samach L'Shabbos, we're only going to ask it if it's close to Shabbos. Because then it looks like the guy is the messenger of the Jew for this delivery. And telling a guy to do an Isser for you on Shabbos is a Shavus. And it's even Usser if you tell him on Friday to do it on Shabbos, it's also going to be Usser. So that's only a problem on Friday. But if it's a little bit distance from Shabbos, like earlier than Friday, like Thursday or earlier, it doesn't appear like you're telling the guy to do this malacha for you on Shabbos. Therefore, the only day to aser is on Friday. It looks like you're telling him on Friday to deliver it on Shabbos, and therefore that would be the problem. Even if you know the guy can't get there by leaving Thursday, he can't get there before Shabbos, according to this opinion, it's still mutter. Since it's not close to Shabbos, it's earlier, it's Thursday or earlier, so it doesn't look like he's your messenger, and therefore this shita is very lenient, and the Ramah ends up and says, if you need it, you can rely on this. Now the very important note over here is note number 4. Can we send a next day service delivery on Friday that's ordered to be there on Shabbos? V'chein bizmanenu, and so too nowadays. Hasholeach michtav mahir, one who's sending a quick letter, Doar Express, he's sending an overnight express mail, lifnei haShabbos, v'odeya bivadai shelo yuchal hamichtav lagia liyad hamavukash im lo yishalchu b'yom haShabbos. He knows he's not going to get there unless it's actually being delivered on Shabbos. So nechshav kaomer shiasu zos b'Shabbos. It's as if the person is telling the guy to do it on Shabbos, which we're saying is not allowed. However, ubemakom tzarech gadol, if there's a great need, the minchas yitzchak writes sheyesh lahakel, you could be lenient. Al pi mashe kosav hashvus Yaakov sheyesh lahakel badaver. Why? Kevan shesholeach hamichtav einu ba b'dvarim im hashaliach atzmo. When you give it to the mailman, The mailman is not the one who's taking it to the other city. You're speaking to the mailman, he's going to bring it to the post office or the UPS headquarters, and someone else is going to end up delivering it afterwards. You're just giving it to postal man number one, then he passes it on. Since it's being passed on from one guy to another guy who's actually going to do it, that's viewed as a shvus to shvus, which is mutar tzar gadol. Sharei hanochri shaholich b'shlichus eino holich adas ha-Yisrael. The guy who's actually going ahead and doing the shlichus is not doing adas Yisrael. El adas ha-pekid she-sholcho. His boss is sending him. So when you're sending a UPS mail, so the worker is sending it because the UPS manager is telling him to do it. He's not doing it because of you. He has a lot of letters, and he's sending it not because you're commanding him to do it. You're giving it to person A, who's giving it to person B, who's following his boss's orders to deliver all these letters. And therefore, it's disconnected to you, and we view it as a shvus to shvus, which is mutar b'tzar gadol. Tam nosav lahakel b'davar, another reason to be lenient, says the Shalom Shuva is Chelkas Yaakov. Shei Shlomo, that we could say, Shekevan Shaholech HaShaliach L'shloach Mechtovim Shalanoshim Rabin. Since this guy who's actually sending the letters is sending it from many people, he's driving a UPS truck, Einu Nechshav K'shlucho Shal Yisrael Dafka. He's not considered the messenger of the Israel specifically. Ukein HaMavur L'Kaman, like we'll see later on, L'inyan Ner Shedliku Nochri L'Tzarko. Like a guy lights a candle for his own needs, Shemutr Lehonos Mimenu Mishum, that a Jew is allowed to benefit from the candle the guy lit for himself, because we say, Ner le'echad, ner le'meya. A candle for one is a candle for many. So a UPS truck that goes out for one, it goes out for many. So he's not really being your agent. Those who send the overnight letters on Friday, doesn't always work out as planned anyway that it's going to be delivered the next day. And therefore, you the sender, it's not ke'ilu, you're sending it specifically on Shabbos. So we have here a different statement to be mat there. He's bringing the letters to many people. You're not actually in touch with the person who's going ahead and delivering it. You're in touch with person A, who's going ahead and giving it to person B. And really, he's not following your orders. He's following his boss's orders that he has to go out and take these letters. And therefore, there are many poskim that say that it is not a concern to send that overnight package on Friday, even though you know it's going to be delivered on Shabbos. We will stop here and continue Vaitik with Sif Beis and Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.